If I don't see her, I'll go crazy. My true love lives up the river. A few more jumps and I'll be with her. Hey, hey, black-eyed Susie. Hey, hey, black-eyed Susie. Hey, hey, black-eyed Susie. Hey. Now, you guys have been sitting out in the sun a while. You're probably getting a little fried, so you might want to try singing this song with us. It'll wake you up. We're going to sing Hey, Hey, and you answer us back with Black-Eyed Susie. Try that.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, Black-Eyed Susie. Hey.
Well, she and I went blackbird picking. She got mad. I took a licking. Ducks on the mill pond, geese in the ocean. Devil in the pretty girl, she takes a notion.
Hey, hey.
Well, we'll get married next Thanksgiving. I'll lay around, she'll make a living. She'll cook flapjacks, I'll cook gravy with that chicken. Someday, baby, hey, hey. Let's get Laura Boozinger to sing one of these great old tunes. We used to play with the Luke Smathers String Band from Canton, North Carolina. These were guys that learned this old mountain music off the radio back in the 1920s and 30s. This is a great old pop tune that came out of the WLS barn dance they heard out of Chicago, and it was all modern music to them. Darkness on the Delta.
Are you ready, Hezzy?
That's Laura Boozinger. Thank you, Laura. That's great. Darkness on the Delta. We're kind of bringing you a set of some of the great North Carolina music. Let's get Josh to play the guitar boogie here from guitar Arthur Boogie Smith. Go for it. There was an old musician up in Sodom, North Carolina. All right. Somebody knows where Sodom is.
Somebody from Sodom.
It's a real place up in Madison County, North Carolina. And there was an old man named Morris Norton. He would play the paper bag, and he would play this instrument right here, the mouth bowl. It's just a stick with a string on it. And this is an old tune they used to do up there called the Johnson Boys, an old Civil War tune. Stories told by young and old with joy about the many deeds of daring that were done by Johnson boys.
You take Kate and I'll take Sam, we'll both have a Johnson gal. You take Kate and I'll take Sam, we'll both have a Johnson gal.
They were scouts in the rebels' army. They were known both far and wide. When the Yankees saw them coming, they lay down their guns and hide.
You take Kate and I'll take Sal. We'll both have a Johnson gal. You take Kate and I'll take Sal. We'll both have a Johnson gal.
Now Johnson boys were boys of honor. They knew how to court the maids. They knew how to hug and kiss them up. But pretty girls, don't be afraid.
You take Kate and I'll take Sal. We'll both have a Johnson gal. You take Kate and I'll take Sal. We'll both have a Johnson gal.
We lost one of our great musicians, North Carolina musicians this year in September, last year actually, Etta Baker. She was 93.
Yeah. Etta's yeah, here a lot.
I'm glad you, some of you remember her. One of the great people I've ever met in my life and a real sweet lady, 93 years old, played guitar a day, an hour a day for 90 years. She learned from her father and her grandfather, which put her music back in the late 1800s. And this was... This is one of those tunes that was a popular song in the late 1800s. It was popular when her grandfather learned it, when Railroad Bill was actually a real outlaw, traveling around, you know, stealing stuff off trains and throwing it to people who lived along the track. That's kind of what he did. Etta Baker was a pretty wonderful lady. Like I say, she was sweet, but, you know, you'd be fooled if you thought she was just a kindly little old lady. One day we were driving along. I was taking her around to some schools in North Carolina. She said, David, do you like to drive fast? I said, no, Ed, I don't really care much about driving fast. She said, oh, I dearly love to drive fast. Now, she's 86 years old at this time. She said, I used to have a 1965 GTO, had 484 horsepower, four on the floor, dual barrel carbs, positive traction rear end, and Tiger Paw radials. I said, man, how fast would it go? She said, it would go 180 miles an hour. I said, Etta Baker, you mean you used to drive up and down I-40 at 180 miles an hour? She said, oh, no, 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 no. I made a deal with the Lord. I promised him that if he never would give me a ticket, I never would go 1 mile over 150. That's Etta Baker. And this is one of her tunes called Railroad Bill. It's got a little, great little harmony chorus that you might want to sing with us. Here it is. Railroad Bill, so mean and so bad. Took a swing at his mama, took a shot at his dad, and then he ride, ride, ride. And here's the chorus of this.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, lights his cigar with a $10 bill, and then he ride, ride, ride.
On this beautiful Saturday here at Merlefest, sitting outside like this, all these people, why don't you try singing that with us? It just says Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill lights a cigar with a $10 bill.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, lights a cigar with a $10 bill, and then he ride, ride, ride.
We'll call the doctor, and the doctor came. Said, you're not sick, Bill, you're just insane. And then he ride, ride, ride. Try it with us now.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, lights his cigar with a $10 bill, and then he ride, ride, ride.
Play it, Josh. Play it again. Special on a 44 frame. How can he miss when he got dead aim? And then he ride, ride, ride.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, lights his cigar with a $10 bill. And then he ride, ride, ride.
Let me play it like Etta Baker. Now Railroad Bill, so mean and so bad, stole all the chickens his poor farmer ever had. And then he ride, ride, ride. One more time.
Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, lights his cigar with a $10 bill. And then he ride, ride, ride.
Good singing, you guys. I can hear you up here. We have a new CD of David Holt and the Lightning Bolts. Go check it out there. If you get it and you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. That's how good I think it is. We have a lot of traditional songs on there, but we were looking for some great new modern songs. And this is one from a fellow from Asheville, where I live in Asheville, North Carolina, named Larry Rhodes. It's called Shaky Jake. It tells a wonderful story. Check it out. It was August in the city, and everything was still. Fat women gossiped back and forth in the ghetto windowsill. And the winos and the alley cats were keeping to the shade beneath the rusting fire escape where the ragged children played. And the unemployed were swapping stories and sipping on their brew, while the hustlers shot for dollars down at Big Al's Rack and Queue, where the hookers chew their chewing gum and the old men sit and sigh to the clicking of the cue balls and the buzzing of the flies. Well, the kid came in to play a game with anyone who would. No one would take his offer. They could all see the kid was good. Then an old man in a derby, he came stepping from the crowd. We could tell he was a stranger as he tipped his hat and bowed. He stuck out a trembling hand, said, "Shaky Jake's the name. I don't play much anymore, but I'll go you one game." Well, the kid had found a sucker, and the word was passed around. And the local boys all gathered in, and the bet started going down. And like a foolish stranger, I bet on Shaky Jake. But how's a man to know he's being set up for the take? Well, the kid was cool as a frozen dog as he chalked and made the break. Oh, you could see that he was confident he'd beat old Shaky Jake. Banks and cuts and straight and ducks, the kid could do no wrong. And the patrons of the pool game clapped their hand and cheered him on. The kid ran 54 straight balls, chalked at 55. You could cut the tension in the pool hall with a rusty pocket knife. He called two rails in the side, and the ball began to roll. And a sickly moan escaped the crowd as it stopped just short of the hole. Well, the kid sat down and Jake stood up and he looked around the room. Said, "I like the way you shoot, kid, but I think you quit too soon." Now that brought a roar of laughter that was filled with open scorn, 'cause Jake, he shook like a window pane in a violent thunderstorm. But the laughter kind of died away when Jake began to shoot, and the two-bit gamblers bent their lips and shuffled in the boots. Jake ran 54 balls, two, one more would win the game, and the boys back in the corner started counting out their change. And when with great finesse and form he sank that final ball, you could almost hear the dirty paint peeling off the walls. Well, Shaky Jake had won that game, to that there was no doubt. And the bets were being collected as the pool hall emptied out. You see, lots of money rode that game, and I'm glad the losers paid, 'cause I'm the only one in the whole damn place that bet on Shaky Jake. And later on that evening, on a highway leaving town, we divided up the winnings and we passed the bottle round. You see, some men play for glory, some men play for fame, but for me and the kid and Shaky Jake, it's a whole different game. Shaky Jake. Close out with this last song. If you feel like singing on this one, you're welcome to. Your part is very clear. It's just hallelujah. This is one I learned from Grandpa Jones and Roy Acuff, two of my buddies I used to be on Hee Haw with. And we were standing backstage one time, and they'd gotten a bunch of letters of complaint because the women's dresses were cut so low at the top and so short at the bottom. Roy turned to Grandpa. He said, "I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's like when a freight train passes. You know you're not going to get to ride, but you still love to hear the whistle blow." Hallelujah is your part. Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. And when you arrive at station. Let me hear it. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we'll shout hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And we'll shout hallelujah all the day. And we shout hallelujah all the day. Play it, Josh. Yeah. Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to greet you. So please don't. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Josh.
Laura Boosinger, Josh Goforth, and David Holt. Good job. Thank you. Thanks to Charter Pipeline for providing free internet and email access to Merlefest participants. Go online at Charter Pipeline's location in the shops at Merlefest. A number of sponsors have booths in the shops at Merlefest. These include Band Village, Banjo.com, B3 Vintage Guitars, BluegrassCountry.org, Accessories and Jewelry by Lucy May, Epiphone, Mail Bay Publications, Michael Kelly Guitar Company, No Depression Magazine, Taylor Guitars, Turtle Old Man Jewelry,